Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Live from the Code Bar podcast, recorded from the Code Bar of Fenwood Manor. I have some great guests today. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but I do want to just talk about why they're on. We're going to be talking today about this new treasure hunt that just launched about a month ago. It's called, maybe even a little bit more than that when this podcast actually drops, but it's called The Houses Asunder. So I want to introduce Candy and Mindy. Candy, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Robert. Thanks so much for having us again. This is so cool. My name's Candace. I'm known as Chasing Indy in the Fen community. And introducing myself and Mindy, we decided to come together to create Houses Asunder for the community. And we are lucky enough to be on your podcast to talk about it.
Excellent. And Mindy, why don't you introduce yourself as well?
My name's Mindy. I've been searching for treasure pretty much my whole life. The story of us getting together was pretty cool. We both like history and research. So we decided to do this treasure hunt that sort of combines both.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, before we get actually into your treasure hunt, obviously my whole podcast is about treasure hunting and everything like that. So I want to get a little bit more of a background of treasure hunting that, like you guys have both said. So Candy, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you started treasure hunting, what sort of treasure hunts that you've been involved in, those sorts of things.
I feel like ever since I was a little girl, I've been a treasure hunter. I used to hunt down little heart-shaped rocks and pretty flowers and things in the wilderness that I thought were just special to me. So I had my little box of treasures. And I always had this, like, I guess you could say this like polar, this feeling that made me want to discover something. Like, you've got, you know, puzzles and games, but then you've got actual real life treasure out there. And I think that's so magical. It allows you to live out your Goonie life, right? So I didn't really begin to start living my Goonie life until I discovered Forrest Fenn's treasure hunt. And that was back in, like, I want to say 2015. I discovered it. I was basically a lurker. I would like listen in sometimes, but I'd keep to myself. And it wasn't until, I want to say, 2016, I started getting vocal on Facebook, did my first very boots on the ground. So watch Colorado, Soldier Stone, fun stuff like that. But it introduced me to the Forrest Fenn community. And I feel like once you're in the Forrest Fenn community, you will know about all the treasure hunts, especially because of Jenny Kyle and her, you know, amazing podcast for Mysterious Writings and her forums. But I mean, I've been in the Fen treasure hunt since 2015. Mindy's been longer, but I really got into it. It made me explore. It made me look up words, research. This is why I do research rabbit holes, is because of the hunt. And from there, it just made me realize all these other amazing treasure hunts out there, puzzles, stories, different types of legends and myth and history that I wanted to explore and understand. So I've been doing this for a while. I'm in the community as Chasing Indy. From Forrest, I discovered I'm really good at making puzzles and cryptic, you know, poems like he did. So it's kind of just all came together. But my first ever boots on the ground, it was Soldier Stone. And what's so magical about this is that it's funny, Mindy was at the same place I was, and we never even talked about it with each other. And I discovered it one day when I was doing boots on the ground. I was just like, hey, I think my war for me is talking about this place. I connected Fen to a few things up here. So unfortunately for my boyfriend, I'm waking him up at like 2 a.m. And I'm like, babe, I just booked us a flight to Swatch, Colorado. We leave first thing in the morning, pack your bags. We're going on a treasure hunt. And like, bless his heart, he supported everything. So we're like in Colorado in the middle of a, like, it's just like a field of never ending yellow and purple flowers.
Yeah, it is. Nowhere.
And it takes you to this amazing monument. And it's like literally my war for me from The Thrill of the Chase in living color. You've got all these different quote stones from the Indochina War in like Laotian, all types of different languages. You even have a little quote stone that says some lonely French guy died for China. Died in the Indochina War, died for France. It's literally Fen's chapter. So I discovered that. I got to meet Forrest Fenn himself in 2019. He's the reason why I started a YouTube channel. He told me, he's like, you should start a YouTube channel. And so because of COVID, I had no choice but to start a YouTube channel to begin with. So it just, it sprang from there. It's just this little tiny, I guess you could say, like, butterfly effect, where I discovered the poem, I researched the poem, I found that place, I got to meet Forrest, Forrest told me to do a YouTube channel, and then after the YouTube channel, I'm in this community, and now I'm making puzzles for you guys.
That's awesome. And that's really cool about the Soldier Stone. I missed that one myself, so that's really, really cool. But you were talking about your boots on the ground. Just any time that you can go out actually anywhere and dig for treasure or look for treasure, even if it's just something that's hidden behind a tree or something like that, it's just a magical thing to be out there in person actually finding it. It's great to solve it on paper and everything like that, but to actually be out there. I was telling you a story well before we were recording about me and Nick and the lost skull that we solved in Ohio. We had never met before. But he flew up from Florida, and we'd been working for almost a year and a half together. He flew up from Florida into Ohio. I drove out from New Jersey to Ohio. We met up at about 8 o'clock at night on a Friday night. First time we ever met, we met at the hotel. And the first thing we did was, do you want to go dig up some treasure? And we went right out to the park. It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. We had some dinner first, and then we went out. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and we're digging holes in the middle of this park, thinking we were wrong. We had to go back the next day, but we ended up actually finding it, which was really cool. So that story really resonates with me. So that's really cool, Candy. Mindy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with treasure hunting?
It's a lot like Candy's, actually. When I grew up in a little coastal town called Merritt Island, Florida, and it is an actual island near Cape Canaveral and the Space Center out there. And a long, long time ago, it was inhabited by a fierce tribe of Indians. And there's a lot of stories, but a lot of the people that live in Merritt Island don't know these stories. So I had gotten a hold of some old books and found out about these Indians that lived there. And they lived all over that island. So I would go out and look for arrowheads and pottery, whatever I could find. And that consumed me a lot during my, early teens, I guess. And even into adulthood, when as I grew to know people, there are Indian mounds on people's properties, midden mounds, that they have no idea what they are. So I had a friend that bought a big chunk of land right on the water, and I asked her permission to go out and look at it, and she said yes. So me and a couple of friends, we went out, and it was awesome. We found little pieces of pottery. We found little beads. We found one projectile point, but it's broken. And while we were there, it was awesome. We didn't stay long because it was starting to cloud up, and we actually kayaked there. So it was fun. But it's basically the same thing. And, I've searched every state for the Forrest Fenn treasure, and have gone down probably as many rabbit holes or more than Candy. I don't know. Lots of rabbit holes. But it was fun while it lasted, I guess.
Excellent. Well, that leads us into, obviously, your collaboration together. So I don't know who wants to go first, but why don't you tell us a little bit about Houses of Sunder?
Go for it, Mindy.
No, go for it. Candy, you speak better than I do. So,
but I feel
you
like
it.
You're a little bit more cryptic when it comes to answering things. I need help. I'm not trying to give away clues.
I'll shush you if that happens. Just go ahead.
Okay, so the reason why you have Houses Asunder, my good people, is because one day I woke up and I had this crazy feeling I need to create something. And I messaged Mindy and I was like, hey, crazy idea. It's never happened before, but I'm willing to just say, heck, let's go with it. Want to create a treasure hunt? And she's like, yeah, sure. And so we started talking about things that we were, interested, certain research rabbit holes, history, myth, lore. And we ended up actually coming up with the whole story concept, the idea, the plot line in, I want to say, like a couple of hours. And what's really funny is, I can't say too much, but we ended up writing a really awesome poem. And it totally explains House of the Sunder. That's all I'll put right there.
Okay. All right. Did you want to add anything to it, Mindy?
No, I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth. That's for sure. But I could say some things, but it probably wouldn't be good. It might give something away, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's not do that, because I'm not about giving anything away here. So I want people to solve it, just like I know I'm working on it. So
I
want to be considered. Getting any favoritism, that's for sure.
Right.
So, Candy, I was going to ask you a favor. I was going to ask you, could you do a reading of the poem for me and for everybody listening, please?
Sure. Let me jump on the website real fast, the website that I built specifically for you guys, so you can go to the website and have everything needed to solve the poem in one place, because awesome.
Why don't you tell people about that website first? And I'm also going to have it in the show notes and everything like that as well. But why don't you tell that first? That way people know where to go.
So I created a website for Mindy and I's creation, House of the Sunder. It's called Creative Creations. It's part my business as well as a forum and website with tabs for you to explore free hunts, current treasure hunts that are pay to play, different things like that. You can search around, find certain, I guess you could say, puzzles to help unlock certain things about the hunt if you could find it. That was updated recently. And I will say, you want to pay attention to any updates on that website. But it is called creativecreations.store. The tab you want to go to is the House of the Sunder Hunt tab. And when you go to it, it'll show you photos. It'll show you introduction. It gives you entire laydown on how to solve the poem, what you need to do to buy in. It gives you an entire pay-to-play list. That means everyone who has purchased their pay-to-play entry to this hunt, they are on a specific list that Mindy and I created to, one, show you who's currently bought in and participating in the hunt, as well as who's your current, competition. And also, when the treasure hunt is solved, we are going to have one lucky winner in that list have... we're going to do a raffle giveaway. Someone random on that list is going to win a first edition signed Eric Sloan book with Doodle. Thanks to Mindy, by the way. Mindy has all the cool stuff.
That's really cool.
So let me scroll down. The poem we wrote out in normal text, so you don't have to strain your eyes with the image we send you. And I mean, that image is there for a reason, by the way. Let me read the poem for you. I mean, I could read half, and then Mindy, do you want to read half?
No, because I don't have it up.
Okay, fine. I'll read the whole thing.
You go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. The old wolves howl to steal your seat. Be Halden fierce to prevent such feat. Blood will spill and taint green lawn. Spans will fall in an age bygone. Dove of peace, ruler and scale, give voice to their words to pierce the veil. Yearnings of battle beat hard in the chest. Gloaming destroyer, twice to rest. Seek the king of the generous and blessed. Lost spirits asunder, gilded crest. Blood of thy name, tales of old. Dark shadows linger in the cold. As they are written with their history fold, houses unite and your victory gold.
Thank you very much. All right. That, by the way, that's beautifully written. I just have to say it's,
thanks.
It tells an awesome story. Obviously I don't know how to break that story into parts yet, but that's part the thrill of this, but it's very well written. It really is. Obviously you've talked about the poem here. I know that you've given out an actual hint, and I'll get to that later on as well. But obviously, what sort of things are people going to need to know, without giving things away, of course, what will people need to know to look for this, to start getting on board and researching this and finding something out? Are they going to need to find anything specific? Is there something that they're going to need to go out and find outside of a computer, say? Give me a little bit more about that.
So I'm going to have one comment, and then I'm going to let Mindy take over this comment, because she already answered it so eloquently before, better than I could. But one thing that I really want to stress, and she might kick me all the way from where she is right now, But if you don't know what a word means, look it up. That's what Forrest used to tell us all the time. That's what I learned. That's what Mindy learned. So same concept and rule applies. If you don't know what a word means, look it up. In regards to using the internet versus outside of the internet, I mean, clearly, depending on where you are, you probably could find the answer outside of the internet, but we didn't design it that way. We designed it specifically so you can use online. Armchair solve. You don't have to leave your house, the comfort of your home, or anything. We know not everyone has the luxury of going to far off lands for treasure hunts. I think it's really cool when you do that. But a lot of us, we've got kids, we've got work, we just can't leave when we want to. So Mindy and I wanted to make it where you didn't have to go boots on the ground to solve this thing. Instead, you just make your favorite cup of coffee or tea, hang out in your favorite reading chair, and you explore history, lore, mythology, just stuff like that. Before I say too much, Mindy, you take it over.
Basically what she said, I mean, we designed it to be pretty difficult even while researching on the internet. So when you're researching on the internet and you think you've gone deep, pretty deep into a rabbit hole, go deeper, because it's going to take a lot of digging to find out the answers that you need for this hunt or answer.
No, I think answer is a pretty good word.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
So obviously we're looking for an answer. What do we do to solve it? I think you messaged me something about a PDF or a password protected thing. What do people do when they think that they know the answer?
So originally, my whole concept was create a password to have you guys do it. But I was very busy. My laptop was broken. I was doing this from my phone. It took me a while to figure it out again. But originally, you were given a top secret email to send to me in password format what you believe the password to be. I've been paying attention to every single submission. That is half the reason why we gave one very minute hint out, by the way. But I just recently discovered I could do it again. So I created a PDF on the website. You have to scroll all the way to the very, very bottom of the Houses Asunder tab, because you'll see it twice pop up. And I'm just kind of messing with you. You click it and just loops you back to the page. So when you finally get to the very bottom where it says the magical words, click download PDF. When you click download PDF, a PDF is going to pop up, but it says it's password protected. So in order to unlock that PDF, you are going to have to figure out what that password is. And in the instructions in the email I give you when you do the buy-in, it already tells you your password is going to start with a capital letter, just like any password format, and it's going to end in a 3. The 3 represents an E. See, we're not monsters. We already gave you something very, very helpful to crack this. And I did want to say also, even because I know there's people out there and hackers, they like to say, oh, I got into your PDF. Even if you get into this PDF and you see the secret information behind that PDF, you're still going to have to tell us and email us exactly how you came to this password and the clues that were encrypted, how you decrypted them before you can even be considered the winner. So we thought of everything.
Yeah, that's obviously with boots on the ground, sometimes tokens are found and everything like that. So having that sort of backup of hey, give me the explanation of how it was solved before I actually award you the winning prize is really a good thing to have in some of these hunts. Now, talking of that, obviously let's talk into the prize. I know when I was reading the site and your questions and everything like that, the winner gets a actual Eric Sloan painting. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that? I think it was yours, Mindy, right?
Right. During the Fen treasure hunt, when James and I got engaged, we decided that we wanted to start collecting things. And we thought maybe Eric Sloan would be a good first thing to try and collect. So we found this painting, and it did not come with a provenance. So I took some pictures of it, sent it to Forrest with the description, and he said, yeah, that's Eric. That's one of Eric Sloan's, and it looks to be like an early Eric Sloan to me. and I think it was hanging in our gallery at one time. And I said, okay, so it's you think I should get it for this amount of money? He goes, yeah, that's a great price. Get it. Go ahead. And so I put in a bid, and I actually ended up, it did, the price did go up, but we ended up winning it. And now that we live in the boondock country house, it doesn't really fit as well in with our decor. So it's basically just sitting in a, well, it's hanging on the wall up in the loft right now, so I could take pictures of it to send to Candy, but it was just sitting on against a wall. And I'm like, oh, that's not a good place for it. Someone out there will appreciate it much more than I do. And so that's when I decided to donate it to this hunt.
And you said, Mindy, too, that you, didn't you say you had it appraised and it's anywhere from like $3,000 to $5,000 and up?
Yeah, it's anywhere from like $3,500 to, she said up to like, you know, $16,000-$17,000 at least. Wow. Anywhere. It could be, when I had it appraised, that's what they could expect at auction. And she said the last Eric Sloan they had that was similar sold for like $27,000.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Now, for those I just want to give something here, and I didn't know myself. For those that don't know who Eric Sloan is, I had to Google. Eric Sloan was an American landscape painter. He was an illustrator and author of some illustrated books, most of it on cultural history and folklore of America. So that's what I got off Wikipedia just there. Yes. He passed away in 1985, actually.
Right.
He was also one of, like, someone very special to Forrest Fenn. So that's another reason why so many of us in the Fenn community are very interested in the Eric Sloan painting, because not only is it an amazing piece of art and history to own, you can also pretty much, it's going to probably go for a lot of money if you are willing to part with it, which I don't think many people will. I know one person in particular in the Chase community, Alan Kelly, he's teamed up with, I think it's Minotaur Moreno or someone, and they are obsessed with Eric Sloan. They know everything there is to know about Eric Sloan. So when I tell you they have been living like and breathing houses asunder, they have been doing that. So there's a lot of
smart guys. They are smart guys, that's for sure.
Excellent. So that's your competition right there. I know. Yeah. These sorts of things can get fierce when people are like really like wanting to focus on what they can get out of this. Like I said, I've done a couple of hunts, and when it gets down to that wire, when you think you're getting close, you're like, oh, I'm just going to stay up all night and solve this thing. So I know that.
Well, we designed this to actually be like a slow burner. So you don't have to worry about, you know, staying up all night and fighting each other to the end for like the answer. Like,
yeah,
you all have access to the same PDF. It all depends on who gets there first, but you don't have to torture yourself and like live and breathe this thing. It's cool to us that you're doing that, but it's a slow burner. And especially for people that are brand new joining this hunt, you don't have to be one of the first people signed up to be ahead of the game. All you have to do is understand the story.
And that's really cool. That's really cool in this kind of community, because there's people joining it all the time. People joining because of the secret, people joining because of Forrest Fenn, you know, they're all starting to get into these things more and more. I meet people every day, and I sometimes sit down and chat with them, just friends of family and whatnot. And they're like, oh, what do you do? I tell them what I do as a job. And then I was like, oh, but what I really love doing is this treasure hunting. And they're like, what? And I was like, I'll tell them all about it. And they'll be like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Where can I find these things? So, you know, just getting these people, everybody, whoever jumps in and gets involved, knowing that they can have a shot at this from the very beginning. And it's not something that is just for those seasoned treasure hunters is really cool.
Right. Thank you.
Well, we also too, because on the website we did list other items that we chose to add to the secret treasures you're going to win. And that's what's so awesome about our hunt. Mindy and I will be like bored one day, and I'll just message her and be like, hey, it's been a while. Do you want to add something to the prize? And she's like, yeah, what should we do?
But not much more expensive. It's killing me.
I guess. So, well, I mean, for instance, we did a very expensive bottle of what we're going to call the water of life. We gift to you the water of life. There you go.
Hey,
we got an amazing knight's head decanter. We also have a really awesome crown from a far off land. We just added some potion bottles. And by the way, people who buy in right now to the hunt, even when they're listening to this, we're creating a new list. There's, you know, the current buy and pay to play list, but we also have a brand new list. So everyone on the list from the pay to play, we're going to do a random giveaway for one of those people for a potion bottle. And then to make it even more fun, the people that just bought in, they're on their own separate list. So I feel like that almost doubles their chances of winning. And they're also going to get a potion bottle, just one lucky winner.
Really cool. So let's talk some little details. You've kind of mentioned before, one of the things the first one was obviously the poem itself, and you didn't. And I think this is something that everybody that gets into treasure hunt should know. Again, like you said, if you don't know a word, look it up. It's one of the first things that I ever did when I started working on some of the secret was like looked up words didn't know. I checked out what that spelling meant or what that word meant. So that's definitely something that I've taken to heart with your poem as well. But what about the actual site itself? Like, for instance, are the pictures on the website important? Is that something that people should be focusing on as well? I know Jenny, and you've mentioned her before with Mysterious Writings, she's got a forum post about the pictures and how she's been looking at them as well. But can you tell me, are they, without giving anything away again, are they important? Should people be paying attention to things on your site?
I'm just going to say you ignore the details on the website at your own peril.
There we go.
Oh, was that ominous enough for you?
That's fair. That's totally fair. Now, you did also just release a clue not too long ago. It was almost a poem again.
I'll torture you guys in a rhyme sequence if you haven't caught on.
Yeah. And not to give anything away about my own searching, but two of the things that you've mentioned, that's where my mind went to when I first read about your read the poem. And so the clue says, and I'll read this one out. The clue says, you won't need to bother with film or a book. No Harry Potter incantations. This poem you mistook. War of the Roses isn't the way. And that's where I went. Poor Dracula and the Tudors are a waste of your day. Go back and read the words unspoken, history, myth, and legend awoken. So I first thought Harry Potter, and I did think War of the Roses as well. So you got me out of that rabbit hole for sure.
That's good. And then hopefully you'll get onto the right track.
Well, one of the main reasons why I reached out to Mindy and I said, hey, I think we need to just let out one clue, because I was getting a unanimous outpouring of people submitting passwords about the Tudors and Dracula and Harry Potter.
Really?
And we were just like, oh, come on, we got to put them out of their misery. No Harry Potter. It's never going to be solved.
Yep.
So I hope that helps you guys.
No, it does. And knowing what not to focus on is just as important as knowing what to focus on.
Right.
I personally think. Well, I mean, is there anything else that you guys wanted to mention about this? I know we haven't been long here, but I feel like we've gone through a lot of detail here. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about or mention?
Well, I did want to mention, since, you know, everyone's getting excited about Harry Potter, Mindy and I, again, we are random crazy people. We decided yesterday, let's do a fun free hunt for Christmas season. And we did a Harry Potter mini hunt that the winner won a $200 adult advent calendar. That winner was Jason Dent. Password was chocolate. I know, I'm a very strange person. But what's funny is that we decided we still want another winner. So we have a runner-up advent calendar. It's 24 days of tea for Christmas. And in order to win this one, you just have to go to the video that we posted on my channel and give me the names from the third verse. There's a third verse in the mini hunt. It's up on the website. Go to free hunts. You click on it. I'm waiting for someone to give me the name of two names. That's it. Two names on the YouTube channel, and you are the winner of that adult, not the adult one, the 24 Days of Tea advent calendar.
Really cool. Really cool. Candy, give us a little, you've told the webpage and everything like that. Why don't you give us a little bit more information about your YouTube channel, where people can find you and stalk you and whatever you need you know.
Please don't stop me.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Where can people find what you put out?
So basically, I have my own YouTube channel in the Fen Chase community. It's called Chasing Indy. And I have my own Facebook group on Facebook. It's called Of Truth and Knowledge, also known as OTAC. The thing is, in the community, I'm known as the controversial searcher. So I do curse a lot. I've refrained from your podcast. But I mean, when you go to my YouTube channel, especially like just I have Mindy on all the time. Mindy never curses. It's my goal to get her to curse once in her life. Very colorful language, and I talk about all types of things, including treasure hunts. But I also have conspiracies, rabbit holes, aliens, fun things like that. So if you're not into that stuff, I'd say stick to the section about treasure hunts and things that we created. If you are into that, I would definitely recommend listen to my 7+ hours of marathons that I do all the time. But you know, there's the auction, or not the auction website, the creativecreations.store website that I created. On top of making treasure hunts for the community, I also decided to make a business where I make personalized treasure hunts, riddles, puzzles for people. I just finished doing a treasure hunt for a family for Christmas into New Year's, and they wanted Squid Games versus Harry Potter. So I found a way to create that for them. You could actually go on the website and view what I created for them, and you could watch them solve it as it happens. It's going to expire on New Year's Day. But all you have to do is set up an appointment, do a Zoom call with me, let me know what you want, pricing's on my menu, and I will make it happen.
Excellent.
Hey, should we tell them about what we're probably going to do in September as a new treasure hunt?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I already kind of spilled the beans with Jenny Kyle's 6 questions.
Oh, you did? I didn't read
that. No, I mean, we could say it on here, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going on how many days? 23-day trip to Scotland and England and maybe France if COVID lets us. But we are planning on hiding a treasure somewhere in Scotland based on a historical story, I think. And it will be worth at least $10,000, if not more.
Wow.
And so, we are writing a book. That's the fun part. Mindy and I are collaborating and writing a book. But what's really awesome is with the stuff that we do, we don't like really to promote it. We just like to throw it out there and just have you guys figure it out. So one of the things is you're not going to know how much it's worth. It could be worth $10,000. It could be worth a lot more. You're never going to know. The fun thing is we're trying to teach you that it's worth the puzzle. The whole reason to do a hunt isn't worth the prize. It's worth understanding the story and solving the puzzle. So when we put it out there, you're not going to know what you're looking for. You're not going to know what the reward is. You just need to figure out the story and go from there.
And will they have to actually visit Scotland to go get it? I think they do, right?
Well, I'm debating. Are we going to be that cruel? Because not everyone's rich that can go to Scotland.
I know. We'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Find somebody in the UK that could go get it for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Send Adam out there. Good luck with that one.
I know. We could put a few contacts in there. I know a lot of people in England, so. That could go up to Scotland and get it for somebody. We'll figure it out.
Those poor Scotland contacts are going to be in with so many emails. I know where it is.
So, I want to thank you both, you ladies, for coming on. I really appreciate taking the time to come onto my podcast. I have to say again that I love your hunt, and I'm looking forward to many more that are coming along. The book and everything like that. So maybe I'll have you on again as soon as that's all done and we're ready to go with that next September. But I do want to thank you for both joining me today. Good luck with the rest of the treasure.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Yep. And I'll just say, throw one more and Kenny might kick me to the other side of the country.
You. Where are you?
Unspoken history, dig deeper. It's not going to be War of the Roses or Tudors, dig deeper. So there you go.
I will say one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
She's definitely going to kick me.
Oh, great.
I would say out of all of that word verbiage from our poem, I would seek the king.
Ah, there we go.
That's... I would, and can I, no, I'm not going to say anything.
It will no, I'm going to kick you.
Would you already said we're dueling for clues here.
They're not clues. They're not clues. They're just They're helpful not. Guidance.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. And ladies, have a great holiday yourself. And okay. Thank you again for coming on.
All right. Thank you
so much, Robert.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.